Well, hello, sons, and hello, brothers. It's almost Christmas time, so we're going to set aside what we normally do, and I just want to tell you a Christmas story. It's a Christmas story that, well, it's not an altogether happy one, but it'll maybe be one that will be helpful to you and to your family here at this Christmas time. It's a true story, and I hope it'll be a help to you. So it's an old Christmas story. Once a young couple got married, they were young and they had a lot of growing up to do. In their first years of marriage, their conflicts were sometimes sharp and painful. They would especially have trouble around the holidays for some reason they couldn't understand. Once they were decorating their Christmas tree and they got it tangled up, might have been the second year married, they got tangled up in hurtful words and they never did get the tree decorated that night. The young husband, in frustration and hurt and sinful anger, he took their little Christmas tree and he just opened the door of their little house and he threw the tree out into the snow that night. She got in her car and drove away to go to her mother's, who lived over 3 hours away. And it was already late at night when she left. She went out and he went out and he brought the tree back in and he set it up in the corner. And then he went to bed alone in a dark, lonely house. A dark worry boiled up in his soul, lying there alone in his bed. Would their marriage even last? What would become of them? She drove through the dark night, thinking of her mother and how worried her mother would be when she showed up in the night. She was hurt. She was confused. She drove for an hour or so and then stopped at a restaurant and bought a Coke. And she was unwilling to worry her mother, so she turned back around and then she just drove back to their little house. She quietly went back into bed and went to sleep with her back turned to her young husband. The couple didn't talk that night. It took a few more days for the ice between them to melt and the pain between them to ease. But both of them were followers of Jesus, and both of them had the Holy Spirit dwelling in them and convicting them, reminding them, growing them slowly, very slowly, transforming them. They conceived a child about a month later. Eventually, they had 8 children, 4 young men, 4 young 4 daughters, and the Prince of Peace was living among them, and they have celebrated now 42 Christmases, almost 43 Christmases together, and they're getting along pretty well now, but it took a series of miracles, and it still does. You probably now realize, don't you, that the couple that I'm talking about is Lois and I. A few months ago, Lois and I were thinking about those times with painful regret and sadness. We were concerned about the damage that our slow progress in holiness caused in the hearts of our children. We both felt deeply sad, deeply repentant. And we stood in the hallway of our home and we both prayed to God again, confessing again, repenting for our sinfulness. We held hands and we asked God in His mercy to reverse the effects of the injuries that we've done to our children. If you're grieved by an absence of peace in your marriage, keep giving glory to God and keep growing in grace and don't be weary in well-doing. Cling to Christ and let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Paul wrote this in Ephesians 4:31 and 32. Come to think of it, Christmas would be a wonderful time for a marriage renewal, for a fresh obedience to God, for a time of growth and tenderness and repentance. Along with buying a nice, thoughtful gift, what would it be like if you were to gift your wife with a renewal of marriage courtesy, of kindness, of forgiveness, of tenderness, of thoughtfulness, of listening? And I'll tell you this, it would save you much damage and regret, many painful memories. by God's continual grace, Lois and I are not going to be one of those old couples that continually interrupt each other and disregard and disrespect each other and show contempt to each other or just stay together because it's convenient. But we want to follow Christ, be a model for others to follow Christ and show love and courtesy and kindness to each other. We are decorating for Christmas this year together. It's taken us a long time, but we figured out how to do it. Got the tree up and put some things out, got a wreath hung up, and there were no unkind words. There was no sadness. It was sweet and happy. And I went outside the house, and I have a smart light bulb in the peak of our house, and we put a wreath under it, and the smart light bulb can be programmed to glow like sunset or like candles or in colors, red and green. And it was making a beautiful pattern of color on the house, side of the house. And I took my camera and my phone and I took a video of it, posted it on social media, Instagram and Facebook and such. And not until after I posted, or just before I posted, I suppose, I realized that while I was taking a picture of the outside of the decorations of the house, you could see through the window that Lois was putting the star on the top of the tree. And I caught her right at the time when she was putting a star on the top of our beautiful tree. And it warmed my heart. It made me glad just to think that persevering through times that were hard and there were lean years and times of misunderstanding, that God has chosen to give us peace. We can live in a very peaceful place. We can live at peace and among beautiful things. And we can remember the things that Jesus did, that when, like the angels sang, that he came to make peace on earth available to all those who are in God's favor, who have, through Christ, found favor with God. And that could be you guys. It could be your family. It could be you. And it could be you sooner than it was us. And so I just want to pray for you now that God will give you peace in your family this Christmas time. Father in heaven, we pray for all who listen to the sound of my voice that you would give them a beautiful peace that only Christ can give within their soul and with others, but especially and obviously with you, but with one another. And they have a peaceful marriage and a peaceful home. And we ask these things in the name of our Savior Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.